Well, I'm Mary Jacob. I'm the e-learning advisor for Aberystwyth University. And although when Carol first asked if people would be interested in getting involved in the podcasting special interest group and describe your level, she asked us to say whether we were novice, practitioner, or expert. I certainly didn't feel that I was an expert. I wasn't quite sure I was a practitioner because I'd never done any proper podcasting. But in earlier phases of my career in education, I have created student activities using audio files and things like that, and I've done a little bit of audio editing, so what wouldn't it have described that as podcasting? However, because we've had such a demand from our staff at Aberystwyth University, and podcasting is an area that you really can't ignore if you're in the field of education these days, I wanted to bring myself up to speed as fast as possible and cascade that information out to staff through various kinds of dissemination events and things like that. So the SIG, I have to say, and too bad Carol's not in the room, because I really want to thank her in particular, and the SIG as an organization, because not only has it helped me to push my technical level up, it's also given me materials and tools that I can use in dissemination. And not to mention, Carol very generously came down to Aberystwyth on Friday for our first hands-on podcasting workshop. So this is what I would like to share with you, is a little bit of reflection about that podcasting workshop. And the overview, it was a full-day workshop. It was called Podcasting and Blogging in the Teaching of Modern Languages. It was organized by the School of Education and Lifelong Learning, Antonio Barigarubio, who is coordinator for Modern Foreign Languages there, did an immense amount of work, let me tell you. And I did whatever I could to support him, and you know, and Carol came down and gave a presentation. It was absolutely fantastic, but a lot of time goes on behind the scenes to make sure that something like this goes well the first time you do it. This was sponsored in part by Silt Cymru that paid for some of the lunches for externals. In the end, we had 15 Aberystwyth staff members attend and about 10 people from other institutions, thanks to Antonio's good work in promoting the event and getting other Welsh institutions to attend. So that's the overview of what we did. On this first dissemination event, or training event really, we had four parts. Carol gave the keynote, gave a lot of examples and things, and talked about the principles of podcasting. We had originally planned to do podcasting and blogs, which actually was not the right decision, I think, in the end. Really, we should have focused on just podcasting. I did a bit on design issues, looking at analyzing needs, designing a task, setting the context and motivation for students, and then looking at the material. And then I had the participants in small groups. Each group designed a podcast. I showed the Common Craft video called Podcasting in Plain English, which is extremely useful in communicating these ideas. 3-minute video communicates it very clearly to staff for whom the idea might be totally new, obviously not meant for SIG members who wouldn't need that information. Then we had a hands-on component where Antonio did the Audacity, absolutely brilliant, had the participants install the file and everything, you know, get the software working, and during the workshop it was fantastic. And then I did some hands-on training with Campus LX, where we used Podcast LX and had the participants create a podcast in Blackboard using that. And at the end, the groups shared their feelings and their results. So that's basically what we did. It took about a day. I used a number of handouts. I have handouts for Carol's keynote speech and the presentation I did on design. Used Alan Carr's Audacity and Podcasting Step-by-Step Guide, directing our participants to the SIG, and the Campus LX has really nice quick start guides, so we just printed those off. So very little was needed, really, to prepare for this in terms of technical documentation, because it's already created. I gave them a resources list in which I tried to foreground the SIG, because this is basically the list that I had made a contribution to the wiki, and then other people added in, then I pulled the stuff back off, and said, go to the wiki to get this, you know, that kind of thing. So it was also intended to be promoting the SIG. And then there was a worksheet that I used for the group activity. Thanks. So those are the handouts that we used in the session, not very many of which were created by us. The question I'd like to ask you is whether you would like for me to post these three items which we generated back to the wiki, since some of these things are already on the wiki you gave to us. If you would like my PowerPoint handouts, the resources list in a Word format with a little bit of extra information, and the worksheet, if you think that's useful, I'd be happy to share that. Yeah, so I put that in the folder on the desktop. Mm-hmm. Feedback from the event was really positive. Now, this was just Friday last week, so less than a week ago. We used standard feedback sheets, and I also went around with my little creative zen, said anybody who wants to give me a soundbite, tell me what you think. What was your experience of podcasting? And you could even hear just from the background noise on the podcast that I created, or that we created, there was such a real buzz in the room, which I think has a lot to do with the enthusiasm on the part of the participants and the presenters, really. You get a critical mass of enthusiasm together, and then all the creative ideas start sparking. So it's really important to have people like Carol and like Antonio up there who can command the audience and get people thinking and doing things and realizing they can do it. Some of the comments, try it, you can do it. This could be used as a recruitment tool. Ooh, that ticks a few boxes for our senior management. The handouts are really helpful. Including the SIG material, and you know, they didn't say specifically which ones, but I think the whole lot together. What worked, what we might do differently? The enthusiasm is so contagious. You need an enthusiastic speaker. You need enthusiastic practitioners to come in and share the practice with you, and then you light that spark. The examples also, so I really, really hope that the SIG Wiki is maintained and built upon so that we can share those examples with our staff, because when they see a wide range of examples, then they start doing that creative thinking. You get the critical mass. Much more thinking outside the box than expected. Nobody said they wanted to record a lecture. They were all much more either student-created or more innovative-type methods. The hands-on component increased their confidence, so although we might have considered doing training that was just on the pedagogical side, now I think we might prefer to offer an optional hands-on part as a second hour, so that to try to encourage people to actually do it, because they came out feeling really empowered. Again, the SIG material was very, very useful. Thank you so very much. And again, next time it'll be a little bit more focused, more time for the group activity, but we'll keep the group planning activity, we'll keep the hands-on component, we'll keep the recorded feedback, and we'll tell people to go to the SIG. Thank you.